we're recording.
Wow. That's an interesting thing to be recording for a podcast.
Right. And this is episode 00.
00.
00.
Wait, what does the 00 mean? Why not just zero?
I think it's just the lingo of the podcast.
Man, there's a whole bunch of this new stuff that I just don't quite understand. But hey.
Came up with the name or the podcast?
Oh, no. I think the name
is
the pantry, right?
Yeah. So all credit goes to you, who was standing in the kitchen when I was like, so I've already been thinking about what we would name our podcast if we had a podcast, if we actually go through with this. And you said, the pantry. And I instantly loved it because, as people will surely find out, my brain is like rapid fire connections all the time, analogies out the wazoo. So I was like, I see all the different ways that this makes sense. Bam. And yeah. So do you want me to explain the mentality behind the name?
I think the meaning? Both?
Yeah.
How did I come up with it?
Right. How did you?
I just like to cook.
Well, that's true.
And I know there's stuff in my pantry. And it's kind of like, but I think like when we think of that, right? I was sitting there and you're like, let's do a podcast. Let's do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, hey, look, you know, we're leaders in the church, right? We, you're the tech team leader. So obviously podcast, you know, I lead the men's ministry.
And life groups, right?
The one life group. The one life group
that has stuck around.
Yeah. We're a small church, y'all. But hey, it's okay. We're going to grow. Crazy faith.
Exactly. Right? Amen.
And so I just thought, like, wow, you know, in our lives.
Yeah.
What do we have? You know, what do we have inside of us? So what is this pantry? What is this thought? And so when I was thinking about it, I'm like, man, my heart is like my spiritual pantry. You know, whatever is in it is what's going to make my day.
Right.
So if, I don't know, I have spoiled milk in my pantry, oh, my day ain't gonna go too well.
Right.
But watch, man, if I have like a nice turmeric for a nice curry, man, that would make a pretty nice day in my pantry, my heart. And so that's how the Bible is. So, you know, I think that's where I came up with the thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's instantly where I took it. I was like thinking, okay, you've got some staples in your pantry. You've got the things that, you know, you should always have in there, because even if you don't really know what you should be doing for dinner that day, you can pull those staples out and there's a meal. And you're not just feeding yourself, but you're feeding your family. You're feeding anyone who comes by. Mm. You're feeding people. Maybe someone just had a baby and now you're going to cook them a meal, you know, and take it over to them. Yeah, just all of those different levels of ingredients, the things, like you said, you know, spoiled milk. Like if you have milk at all in there, you know, right, there's a problem unless it's powdered.
don't do powdered milk here.
Right. We just don't. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, well, sometimes you have something in your heart that just doesn't belong there at all. Right. And sometimes you have something that has gone bad, or you've forgotten about it, or, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't jive with everything else. And, so I love the analogy for a Christian podcast.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. And actually, it's just like these things come to me sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. But
hey, you know, spirit.
Yeah. I mean, he is the spiritual head of the house.
What?
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to talk about the topics for the first season?
So we have yet to fully decide. We are recording episode 00 the day after we got all this podcast equipment shipped to our house. But we have been blazing trails of plans for like the last week. Just because we feel like there's a prompting, there's a purpose. And so why wait? So we just kind of dove in after just some quick chats. But the topics that we're going to be talking about overall are going to be faith, works, and community. And it started out a completely different set of three, because I was like, we just need to kind of have, you know, some guardrails to keep us on the road. And so I was like, love, life, leadership, you know, just because they're all L's, alliteration, you know, I'm in marketing. So, and I was like, but they don't have to be that, you know, just like, let's talk it through. But that's the kind of mentality. And so We came to faith, work, and community because we were thinking about the different levels of the Christian life. Mm. You know, what comes first, and then what can immediately or very soon after follow, and then what's the fruit of that?
Right.
You know, so it's like you start with your faith, and then faith without works is dead. So, I mean, there's some kind of work that starts to happen, visible, invisible. And that's something we're excited to talk about, but like the actions that follow that very first leap. And then what comes out of that, regardless right. of what form it takes, if it's godly, community forms. You know, and so we have a passion about all of those. Like Shay said, small church. So we're very involved. We know almost everybody's names. And I say almost because he's been blessing it and growing it.
Right.
And
right.
so there's people we actually don't know their names anymore. And that's exciting that I get to ask, what's your name? You know, seeing where the hurt is.
Right.
I was talking to Shay about being in a Christian moms and wives Facebook group. And often a topic coming up is, you know, is it really that hard to make Christian friends, you know, or is it just me? You know, am I just really not likable, or is it something bigger? It's hard. And it's because of how fast things move, how much we commit to, and then how easy it is to just get caught up in ourselves, you know, and then the community suffers. And that's the thing that really will awaken the world to Jesus.
Hmm. That was good.
I try not to say a lot when I'm recording. I learned that in college, but I'm still saying
Hey, it works. Yeah, I'm totally with you on all of that. Our faith, right? That's a wow. How did we come to Jesus? Right. First, we humbled ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, because I mean, hey, we had to come to the decision that like, okay, it's not all me.
Right.
And, but in that faith, that blind faith, the unseen,
mm-hmm.
But it's what really is amazing is when you allow yourself to come into that season of faith, like, oh, you know what? I'm going to trust in the Lord. It's actually like, it's no longer unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that carry you into? Now you start to see the goodness behind it, which brings these works. You know, hey, I want to be there. I want to just be humbly before his throne, before God, before my friends, before my church, before my community. You know, when I looked at the word community, it's like, it's so much broader. You know, we sometimes sit in our little box of community. It's like, well, I got my church. I got my life group. You know, I got my men's group. I've got my baby's ministry group, you know, mm-hmm. that we have at church where you guys all get together.
Yeah.
And it's like we can be so inward sometimes.
Yeah.
But I really believe that the growth is outward. And here's the other thing. You're married or you're not married. It's okay. Because here's the other thing. The strength, though, that comes from your church community.
Mm-hmm.
See, the world likes to chew up and spit out.
Right.
And we need a reset. And so I think of this, and I think of faith, and I think of the works that go into this. Because why? This love that we have, this love that we want to share, this love that we want to take to people. Because watch this, it healed me. It healed Michelle. I mean, these are things that like before this even existed, man, I was miserable. I think, you know, like you might be in that same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me to a verse, and I'll throw this out there and give you back the mic on this thought, because I think we should think about this. Solomon was in a really bad place. King Solomon, when he wrote Ecclesiastes, you know, but a beautiful portion of this is he never forgets God.
Mm-hmm.
He never forgets God. And at one point in Ecclesiastes 4:9, it's at through 12, it says, two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can we be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Every aspect of faith, work, and community is in this verse. You have the war, you know, it's like the battle's going on. You know, you got Jesus. I get it. But sometimes when the battle's raging, we're so like, oh, it's me. What? Right. And it, but it comes down to like, okay, I've got Jesus, but then watch this. My friend comes along and says, no, we got this. We've got Jesus. And you stand back to back knowing that you're protected from the armor of God, but you're back to back with your brother. And so I just like that verse when it comes to this, because you know what? Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. See, I kind of like looking at these a little bit backwards.
Right.
Love God. He teaches us to love ourselves, and we turn around and love our neighbors in the right way. And so I like this. I like the pantry. I like the three topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Because I mean, when I was looking at other podcasts, just to see, you know, what are the best practices? Because I mostly listen to sermon podcasts, and why we're doing this, I saw a lot of pastors, right? And a lot of duos, you know, like female duos, a lot of Christian guy duos. And then I saw several Christian married couples, but most of them were talking about married life. And we're definitely going to be talking about married life. But I mean, this is a different type of married life that we're going to really focus on. That's being married to Jesus. That's being married to Christ, what that means, what it means to live with the Holy Spirit inside of you from a perspective of two people who, you know, are kind of in the middle. We're leaders in the church, but we're not the head of the church. But I think it's just very interesting to be real, be honest. We are very vulnerable. We share a lot, and we have this passion that we want to empower people. We want to encourage people, and we want to challenge people. We don't want to, you know, make it all about the fluff or all about the struggle. We want to find that happy middle area that addresses both and just encourages you in this era of loneliness and isolation, ways that you can start building a community. You are a game changer in the body of Christ, no matter what position you hold. This isn't about God being a thing in the pantry, but that the whole pantry, you know, is to be focused toward and have a purpose of glorifying God. You know, he's not just the spices, not just the beans, not just the flour, but everything. The goal is for everything to be intertwined with him.
Right. You know, you're speaking and I'm thinking like, God is in the pantry, right?
Yeah.
Like, and the fruits that go into the pantry. So our spiritual fruits, you know, the love, the passion, the compassion for people. Right. I mean, there's a lot of things. I'm not quoting the verse. I'm just saying there are a lot of things and requirements that bring a betterment of the kingdom. And man, to have compassion or have love for those who are unloved, for the ones that don't want to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, I really teach it in Bible study, in our Bible study, our life group, that, you know, to grow, we need to, we come in to Christ. I mean, hey, that is, let me tell you something. The Spirit speaking is a beautiful thing. Having that relationship with that Spirit that is in us all the time is a beautiful thing. How to unlock that and really listen to what the Spirit is saying is a beautiful thing. And that's what I think we're going to work on in these podcasts, like bringing a reality to this and where it, the direction that it needs to go. And in the topics that we're going to bring up are just going to be, I think, phenomenal in the sense that, you know, have we heard it before? I'm sure. Has anyone heard it our way? No, because they never heard us. But that really means nothing, because really we are really in tune with wanting to hear what God has to say, even in our most imperfect moments.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that pantry with God as the pantry and the spiritual fruits inside of it, wow, you know, that's the life that I desire to live, more than a desire of struggle, more than a desire of, you know, of how I used to live. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be beautiful. I think that, you know, people will really get something. I think you guys will get something. I've never really talked out like this, except the Bible study and whatever. But yeah. It's a little new, and we'll probably redo this one, but it's okay.
Probably not. But
boy,
I think this is charmingly authentic, and it's a nice little time capsule to have. But seriously, we want to just bring what someone that's really dear to us gave us as terminology, we want to bring the kingdom perspective, which really arms you against the lies of the enemy and all the things that the flesh likes to kind of try and rehash on its way out the door. So if you want to hear from some people that are like you, that are just figuring it out, that want to commit to valuing your time and honoring what God says, going back to that, when we make a point, then I think that God's got something for all of us here. We're not just going to be saying this for you, but everything we say is something we also need to be hearing, reflective on. So did we even say our names at the beginning? I don't even remember, but
I'm Shay.
And I'm Michelle. And this is going to be the Pantry Podcast. So welcome. And we will see you in episode 1.
Absolutely.